I opened up prompt suggestions for the audio log. I'm looking for where the mic is. There it is. I opened up prompt suggestions for the audio logs to the west, and somebody asked about the Blorbos in the corn maze. And so I wanted to talk about them a little bit. So one of the things when Macus was all like, hey, do you want to help out with Lavinraka, Lavinraka, whatever? One of the things they mentioned is that there's not a lot of lore, plot, blorbos, etc. And they noticed that there was a lot of those in Fargo, in Zampano, etc. So I wanted to make sure we actually brought that to the table. So one of the things was I grabbed IC, we started brainstorming. IC was just literally like, we grabbed some of the costumes that were available for Lavinraka and we were trying to design blorbos around them. And so IC would be like just sketching a character. And while they would be doing that, I'd be watching and being like, oh, that person, they definitely work at Spirit Halloween. They are so fucking done with things. And then they'd be like, oh, well, this person is like super like for Terry, like I see like, okay, this person's super, super into Halloween. They made this mask custom. And I'm like, oh, they're the worst customer at Spirit Halloween. That first dude hates her. Et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. We go from there. But one of the things that, I mean, brainstorming any kind of Blorbo, you start with these base, like, personality traits, and then you have to, and my favorite role-playing system is Fiasco, there we go. And it's very much like you roll characters, but you roll them in relation to the world they're in and each other. And so that just rewrote how I approach character design. So I'm always thinking about that, and IC loves doing that as well. So it's very much how do these characters relate to each other? How do they like we've established like not Spirit Halloween as a setting. How do they relate to Spirit Halloween? So Terry's a customer and she's incredibly enthusiastic about everything. So Eustace is just like, oh my God, stop. And so, okay, we have Trogdor. Trogdor clearly has like this amazing like little costume, but I don't think they're really from Spirit Halloween. I think they just wandered here from somewhere else. Like, not everybody can literally be from Spirit Halloween. Like, okay, so we have Twig. Twig is like, came from a party, was looking for the bathroom. Like, it wouldn't make sense to be, outside looking for a bathroom if you've been at Spirit Halloween. And then as we bring them into West, it becomes okay, if they were at this party, I mean, it seems like it was a pretty decent party if Twig is not entirely surprised. There's an entire corn maze outside. So it must have been pretty damn fancy, pretty expensive. Oh, we do have some Zampano existing Blorbos who often go to expensive fancy parties. We have the entire hostage, himbo, eye killer trifecta from that big fancy party. Okay, let's bring them in. How does Twig relate to the other fancy parties we know about? Oh, okay. And then you keep going. And then when IC had Rava, had recently become orphaned from the role play they're from, and I'm just like, please, please, please give, give, give. And so it becomes immediately, okay, here we go. We have this, pressure on Twig, who is very childlike, despite, they were always in their early 20s. Like so they need to grow up, they need to come of age. Like, not that like, I mean, I could be argued to be very childlike in certain respects. So like I'm not saying being childlike is bad, but Twig is childlike in the sense of not being allowed to make their own choices. So they need to make a decision, either double down on how their life has been, or go with this cool, mysterious stranger who is definitely going to put a leash on you. It's fine. Like, it was really fun designing all of them, I guess is what I'm rambling about right now. If you hear this and you have specific things you want to know about them, go ahead and ask. But right now, the prompt was just ramble about them, so that is what I'm doing.